Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center. I never stay
in one place too long. The California Mid-State Fair is pleased to announce Lainey Wilson will perform Friday, July 17th, 7:30 in the Chumash Grandstand Arena at the Paso Robles Event Center. Tickets for the concert go on sale Friday, April 3rd, 10 a.m., go to midstatefair.com, but you can win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. During the morning exchange, 6 to 9, win them before you can buy them. Lainey Wilson coming to the California Mid-State Fair. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Georgia Brown Parent Teacher Organization to host Silent Auction Fundraiser. Weed abatement season for Templeton CSD area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat the prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and much more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Georgia Brown Parent Teacher Organization, PTO, is inviting the community to its second annual silent auction, Friday, April 17th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Studios in the Park. The event, Let's Bloom Together, serves as a fundraiser to support students at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion. The prizes have been donated by generous local businesses and community supporters. Auction items include a one-hour helicopter ride over the Central Coast, a private plane tour with Mayor John Hammond, a three-night Lake Nacimiento vacation retreat, wine country tours and tastings, concert tickets to Ringo Starr and his all-star band, and more. Guests will also enjoy live music, delicious charcuterie, an open bar, and the Paso Robles Culinary Arts Academy. Tickets are available now online and are just under $18 per guest. The Paso Robles Rec Foundation has announced the 2026 summer concert lineup, kicking off Thursday, June 11th. Concerts will take place at 6 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park gazebo through August 20th, with no concert taking place July 23rd. Sponsorships are still available for local businesses. The lineup includes Mini Nova, Molly Ringwald Project, Monty Mills and the Lucky Horseshoe Band, and more, with genres ranging from rock, pop, country, rock and roll, classic rock, reggae, and classics. Refreshments will be available for purchase during concerts. Net proceeds benefit the Paso Robles Rec Foundation, whose mission is to enhance parks and recreation opportunities in the city of Paso Robles. More information and the full concert lineup can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. Weed abatement season for Templeton CSD area. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Templeton CSD is reminding residents of the upcoming 2026 weed abatement season. Now is the time to begin planning for the removal of weeds around your property, the CSD says. The CSD advises property owners to start early. Weeds become a fire hazard as the weather turns warm, and a good rule of thumb would be to have this work finished by the end of April. All properties within the CSD boundaries must be cleared of all combustible vegetation, such as dead leaves, brush, and tree limbs by May 1st, and maintained through November 30th. Property owners must also remove excess trash, wood, and other combustibles from their property to keep a fire-safe environment. More information about weed abatement requirements can be found on the Templeton CSD's website. San Luis Obispo County, for the 13th year in a row, has been recognized with the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award. This award is given by the Government Finance Officers Association, recognizing the county's commitment to transparency, accountability, and excellence in financial planning. The County Executive Office says this recognition was evaluated against nationally recognized guidelines and demonstrated proficiency in its criteria. Criteria asks for coherent statements of strategic goals and strategies, priorities and issues, and budget overview, among others. Assistant Chief Executive Officer Lisa Howe said, "This recognition reflects our commitment to responsible stewardship of public resources and to presenting financial information in a way that is clear, transparent, and meaningful to the community." A Cal Poly graduate and NASA astronaut will be part of the crew of Artemis II, the first manned mission to orbit the moon since 1972. Victor Glover graduated from Cal Poly in 1999 and went on to join the Navy, earn his naval aviator wings, got a master's degree in flight test engineering, and would eventually become a NASA astronaut in 2013. The Artemis II mission will send astronauts on increasingly difficult missions to explore more of the moon for scientific discovery, economic benefits, and build on foundations for the first crewed missions to Mars, according to NASA's website. The crews will be testing the Orion spacecraft's life support systems and lay the groundwork for future Artemis missions. Launch is expected to count down today at 6:24 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Guardians 4-1, the Giants over the Padres 9-3, the Angels shut out the Cubs 2-0, the Athletics beat the Braves 5-2, the Yankees shut out the Mariners 5-0. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Guardians, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, the Trailblazers beat the Clippers 114-104, Lakers over the Cavaliers 127-113. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Spurs and the Kings will go against the Raptors. In California news, the San Francisco International Airport has decided to change its rules regarding plane arrivals, no longer allowing two planes to be landing at the same time on its parallel runways. The FAA cites safety concerns for this change, but says it was not triggered by the latest deadly crash on the runway of New York's LaGuardia Airport in March. This will reduce the SFO's plane arrivals from 54 per hour to 36. A California woman who was deported earlier this year has returned to the U.S. after a judge ordered her return. Mexican citizen Maria de Jesus Estrada Juarez was brought into the U.S. when she was a teenager and was allowed to stay for years under the DACA program. She was removed, however, after an immigration hearing from 1998 ordered her deportation, which her lawyer argues wasn't final. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order that seeks to place limits on artificial intelligence. The order says that AI companies seeking to do business in the state will need to certify their systems to include safeguards against illegal content, harmful bias, and potential civil rights violations. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as cattle producers transition from winter into spring, nutrition management becomes critical, not only for calving success, but also for setting those mother cows up for a strong breeding season. Jana Block, Technical Services Director at New Generation Supplement, says that this time of the year, it's all about monitoring body condition and preparing for what lies ahead.
Most people are full swing into calving and thinking about breeding season, so it's really important to be looking at body condition and making sure your rations are doing what you need them to do. We want those cows for sure in a body condition score 5. Hopefully they calved in at least a 5. I like to give them a little extra room so that they can lose weight, lose a little weight when they start lactating.
And beyond immediate nutrition needs, she says that drought concerns are also creeping into the conversation. Bottom line, with weather uncertainty and tight margins continuing across cattle country, a proactive approach to nutrition and herd management can help set producers up for success in the months ahead. You can learn more about how New Generation Supplements can help you do exactly that at smartlick.com.
Hello, this is Brad Arntzen. Since 1956, Arntzen Angus has been breeding cattle the same way. We like them to be sound, gentle, maternal, and to perform. On Thursday, April 2nd, we will be offering 220 performance-tested bulls and 20 registered heifers that will excel in just these traits. We invite you to come out to the ranch and celebrate our 50th sale with lunch at noon and the sale to start at 1. For more information, check out our Facebook page or give us a call at 406-462-5557.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. Pam Maroney, founder and former CEO of Maroney Bioinnovations, now ProFarm Group, shared her insights on biological pesticides, or biologicals. In a recent interview with Ag Alert, Maroney said she believes that by 2040, biologicals will be more widely used than traditional pesticides on farms. It all comes down to education, said Maroney, who is an entomologist by training. The products are there. There's good science behind them. There's plenty of registered products and more coming every day. She noted that there are just 9 new chemical active ingredients awaiting approval by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, whereas there are about 70 biologicals awaiting EPA approval. The innovation in biologicals is huge, Maroney said. We're going to have lots of registered products, so it's about bridging the gap between products registered and how to use them on the farm. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, mid-80s on Saturday, low 80s Sunday, upper 70s Monday and Tuesday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cave here, all news time is 6:21.
Long for the good old County Board of Supervisors days, when districts weren't gerrymandered to promote a socialist agenda? When supervisors who lived over the water basin actually voted on the water issues? When our public safety in the county took priority over overpriced consultants and mental health for the homeless? Come to Slo County Tea Party meeting Monday, 6 p.m. April 6th, and meet our future District 4 Supervisor, Adam Verdin. Adam will help right the ship and bring sanity back to Slo County. Come early to meet and support Adam.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street is looking at two new updates on the economy. ADP's report for hiring in March is upbeat, and retail sales for February topped expectations. Private employers were hiring in March. Job gains came in stronger than expected. Payroll processing company ADP reports 62,000 new private sector jobs were created last month. Economists were expecting only 40,000 positions. Also, February job growth was revised higher from 63,000 to 66,000. Retail sales rose 0.6% in February, a stronger increase than forecast. Sales were up 0.5%, excluding autos. Stock futures are higher. Crude oil prices are lower, with Wall Street anticipating President Trump's speech tonight after he said the U.S. will leave Iran soon. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Saeed, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Country superstar Lainey Wilson is coming to the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles Friday, July 17th, 7:30. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Get yours at midstatefair.com or ticketmaster.com. And don't miss Lainey Wilson live at the California Mid-State Fair Friday, July 17th.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this. Let's see here. What day is this? Oh, yes, it is a Wednesday, the first day of April. It's some traditions do take place on this day, but we're not allowed to do that on the radio. Or at least be very careful. Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, timely. Karen will have on Mr. Chuck Bell, he's an attorney, and they'll be discussing the SLOCOG tax and other legal issues impacting the county and the state of California. So get ready for that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Okay, so this is April 1st, April Fool's Day, and Chris, did you ever do stuff April Fool's, goofy things?
Nope. I'm not much of a goofster or trickster. I only have one slightly vivid memory, and that's because I just said an April Fool's joke to one of my teachers, and they said that's how you should do an April Fool's joke at school, because it wasn't wildly inappropriate.
Okay, it was just a little fun.
Pretty much, yeah. I just said, hey, your shirt's inside out, and they're like, what, really? And I just said, April Fool's. That's it.
Okay, it's harmless.
Yeah, it's harmless.
All right, so that's good. I think most of the things, because I don't remember anything specifically, and probably not on April Fool's Day, but anyway, I think those things just generally pop up from time to time as the circumstances dictate, you know, with your buddies.
Right.
Maybe something planned. I'm trying to think. Maybe I did. I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, so every year, radio stations and we get email from our FCC attorney. Now, unfortunately, that the legendary Melanie Virtue has retired, so now we have this other person, Brad, whatever his name is, and he sends out these he sends out a couple of reminders on basically, don't do stupid things on the air because you can get in trouble. And in the past, some radio stations have gotten in big trouble. I can't remember specifically what they were, but they were some, let's just say, pranks with listeners that didn't go very well. Or the people that were part of it were offended and, you know, et cetera, and they not retaliated, but they either sued the radio station or contacted the FCC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing's ever been done as far as yours truly here. But I think I did, now that I'm mentioning it, and I don't know, it's funny how things just pop into your head randomly, and sometimes when they pop into your head randomly, they're also timely. And this just happened to be yesterday, and I have no idea why I was thinking about it. But what happened was, this was in high school, and there was a kid, no relation to Chris. His name was Larry Garcia. Okay, and Larry was kind of he was a really nice guy, not a bad baseball player. But he was, I don't want to say the class clown, because the class clown sounds negative, but he was a funny guy. He was a funny guy, but he was a mooch. He always mooched at the lunch table. And, you know, when you're in high school, the last thing you want is somebody asking you for some food, because you want to eat everything that you have. And it wasn't like Larry was from a destitute family. His dad was a vice president of a bank in Louisville. So, you know, the family was doing okay. Well, Larry would come to the lunch table almost every day. Hey, you guys got any extra sandwiches, this and that? And come to me, I was like, no, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here. Well, one day it hit me that I'm going to have an extra sandwich for Larry. And what it was, we had a cat named Boots, and you know the canned cat food that looks like tuna fish? It's not the real mushy stuff. Chris, you've seen that?
It kind of looks pate, like, you mean, or
no,
the shreds?
It looks like it's dry, not dry, but it looks like tuna fish in a can.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
But it doesn't
yes.
have all the gravy and everything in it like a lot of cat food does. So anyway, I'm making my sandwiches the night before, and I was making tuna sandwich, just so happens, and then it hit me. I said, I'm gonna fix Larry. So I made two sandwiches. I made mine with, you know, mayonnaise and some onions and celery. And then I took some of Boots's food and put it on a piece of bread, the cat food, and I put the mayonnaise in it and mixed it up. Mom and Dad did not see me do this. And so the next day at the lunch, Larry comes up, and again, he's doing his usual mooching. He's looking around like this and so forth. And he goes, hey, is anybody? Hey, Larry, as a matter of fact, I said, I've got an extra sandwich today. I'm not interested in it. You can have it. What is it? Tuna fish. Oh, I love tuna fish. Well, and I let my buddies in on it. They knew what was going on, and we couldn't wait. And sure enough, he took the bait, and he bit into the sandwiches, into the sandwich. And I think we're still laughing today because the look on his face was priceless. And, of course, the name-calling started right after that, and it didn't matter because we were just laughing so hard. And it also accomplished something. He never asked again. He never asked again. So,
as far as you're aware, anyway, right?
Well, at least not around our particular area.
Exactly.
Because, you know, at the lunch thing, we all, you know, basically the same bunch of guys, we sat together all the time. So I'm assuming. I don't know. But anyway, mm-hmm. That was, I'm pretty sure that was on April Fool's. That may have been the only thing that I did. Boots survived not having enough food to eat, too. All right, let's see here. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, the people here in North County, Templeton, Atascadero, are you familiar with something called the Templeton to Atascadero Connector Project? Because I got an email here from TAG, and it says, TAG will be voting to support or not support the Templeton to Atascadero Connector Project at this month's meeting coming up on the 16th. And according to this, I have been advised that this project has been kicked around for the last 10 years or so. Apparently, there is some concern about student safety using this connector should this project come to fruition. All right, so what exactly is it? Well, the information I have, it is a project will enhance public safety by providing a separated path for bicyclists, pedestrians, and non-motorized vehicles. And this is to use the shoulder of the U.S. Highway 101 freeway. It's located between the northern edge of the Tascadero and the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Main Street in Templeton. The trail alignment will follow the western edge of the Salinas River, cross over the Union Pacific Railroad track, again, through this new bicycle pedestrian bridge, and continue along the edge of Main Street to the intersection of Templeton Road. Okay. So the project's design is expected to be completed in 2027, pending project funding, and the construction schedule will depend on the county's acquisition of necessary right-of-way or access easements. Tentative construction is anticipated to occur in 2028. So for those of you there on the TAG committee and the people in Templeton and the Tascadero, those particular areas, you may have an opinion, or maybe you hopefully it may refresh your memory on that. But what I find somewhat interesting, Chris, you did a story on the County of San Luis Obispo, and they just won an award. But before we go to that, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. So about 4 or 5 days ago, I got a five-page deal with renderings of the project that you just described. So it's two bridges, a steel bridge over the railroad and another bridge over Paso Robles Creek. So 1 mile, $30 million for another bike trail. Bob Jones, number two.
Did you say $30 million?
Yes. Pashong brought it up yesterday on Barry's show. $30 million is their guess right now.
And what is the need for this other than we want it? I mean, you know, when particularly for this kind of money, if you want something and you need, there's a difference between want and need.
Well, exactly. SOCOG wants to raise another half-cent sales tax, and this is how they spend money. And the Parks Department was the one that wanted to put this together on their own. So are they just doing work, submitting stuff to give themselves work so they can, whether it's SOCOG or the Parks or whoever, and of course this will be called a travel corridor, not a bike trail, so that they can use road tax money.
Well, again, Greg, what? Because again, I didn't have an opportunity to listen yesterday, but what is the Greg? What is the? This is terrible connection. We'll try it again. What is the need for this?
There is no need. It's a want, and the people in the Parks Department want it for you to ride your bike safely over railroad tracks. It's a huge, monstrous thing. The photos I have, I'll see if I can send this thing to you. They have renderings and stuff. It's unbelievable. But again, it's just a 1 mile corridor with two giant bridges. But they can't fix a road, but they can do this.
And it's 1 mile?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I don't know why anybody would vote in support of this. You know, it's nice to have all these things, but we don't have the money, number one. And again, as far as a list of priorities, where would that fit for most people with their tax money? $30 million worth. So somebody can ride their bike or walk from Templeton to Atascadero for $30 million?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this is, it's irresponsible.
Yes, it is. And this is how they said, you know, you got to have a grant writer, so you're paying that person. They write a grant, they get a little bit of money, they come up with a project, they have a concept, then they start figuring numbers and stuff, and then by the time something really gets together, Then they have to come up with a name to make it sound, you know, good and make it pretty with renderings. And then you get these certain groups, oh, yeah, we can't live if we don't have that. It was $40 million for the Bob Jones Trail.
Well, and what was it? The beginning of that was the Friends of Bob Jones Trail people were going to come up with money to do this, and they failed miserably.
Yeah. Well, they're going to need a lot of friends in Templeton.
Well, both, but I don't remember why this was even proposed.
Neither does it. It was showed up at their last meeting, and they didn't even know. One of the guys on the board sent it to me, and he was like, you're not going to believe this. He said, look at this thing. And there was no price tag attached to it at the time, and yesterday was the first time I heard a portion of the price tag, and that was from Supervisor Pichon on Barry's show that, oh, yeah, that starts at $30
million. That's just ridiculous. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Now, let me see. I saw something here regarding the Templeton-Atascadero pathways. Rail Caltrans selected the project for capital funding, and it says the amount of 3.2, but I don't see the date on this. But just the bridges alone, that's going to be more than that, because you're saying, Sean said $30
million.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we can't get a road fixed. We can't get bridges fixed. But we're going to build another bike trail.
Oh, it says here, Greg, so please bear with me here while I'm chuckling. It says the final design, soon residents and visitors in San Luis Obispo County will enjoy jogging, walking, or biking on the idyllic Templeton-Atascadero pathway. That's lovely. It's extremely lovely. We will.
Why don't they just drive up and visit on the 101?
They should put a toll booth on it for $30 million. If you walk across it, you got to pay a couple of bucks or something like that. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Shame on anybody that votes for this.
Yeah, you would hope that, hopefully, you would hope that this is an April Fool's joke. But it's not.
No, it's not, because, again, I got this from TAG. They'll be discussing this at their meeting in April 15th, 16th. So... All right, well, thanks for that update. I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care, you guys.
All right, bye. All right, so I'm going to tie this in. Chris, you did the story on the county of San Luis Obispo. They got a nice little plaque to hang somewhere, aren't they? Some kind of award or something?
The Distinguished Budget Presentation Award.
The Distinguished Budget Presentation Award.
Yes.
And I heard the word transparency in there somewhere, I think.
Yes, that was from Assistant Chief Executive Officer Lisa Howe, saying that it reflects their commitment to blah, 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 and transparency.
Huh. That's nice. A budget award for the County of San Luis Obispo. San Luis Obispo County is currently managing significant fiscal challenges, including a projected $35+ million budget deficit and over $1 billion in underfunded pension liability. While revenue has increased, just like the state of California, but we don't have any money, it has not kept pace with the rising expenses, leading to planned service cuts and job reductions, although recent efforts to aim to balance the budget through add-back requests and cost-cutting measures, including eliminating jobs that people didn't have to begin with. So we're getting an award for budget, and we have financial woes. We have financial woes, which is not uncommon, because when you look at some cities like, Oceano, Grover Beach, Napomo, Los Osos, they're experiencing some financial problems as well. Maybe they'll get an award. They could present it to the public that we're doing great and so forth. Meanwhile, we're going to raise your taxes because we don't have the money. And even though the revenues have increased, we're overspending what we bring in. This is the state of California. It just never ends, which You know, from time to time, we talk about the waste of money or wasted money here in the fine state of California. And last week, a lot of you were informed, and also you let us know about the famous Bridge to Nowhere. $114 million, the bridge where mountain lions and butterflies can cross over down there in Southern California. And what the original cost was and what the final cost is, $114. I think it was originally, $10 or $15 million, and it ballooned to $114 million. Well, there is another billion-dollar boondoggle. It's behind the Capitol Annex balloon. What started as a $500 million legislative office building in 2018. This is in Sacramento. Again, let me throw that number out. $500 million, an office building in 2018. It is now at $1.1 billion. $1 billion. Keep voting for these people, I tell you. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Talking about finances, the best financial advice I ever heard was very short, but very meaningful. With cash, you cannot buy poverty. To buy poverty, you have to use a credit card.
Okay.
And that should be taught from the fifth grade all the way up to the President of the United States. Quit spending money you don't have.
Well, it's simple. You ain't got it, you can't spend it or shouldn't spend it.
There you go. Well, if you don't have it, you can't spend it. You have to find a way to do without, which doesn't seem to be part of the vocabulary these days. And our government officials, they're not going to do without anything. But they think they want it, they'll go borrow some money.
Okay. Do you think it's just in our public officials?
No, it goes all the way down.
I would agree that people don't seem to either want to or know how to, or because they can't control themselves trying to keep up with the Joneses and so forth, that they spend money that they don't have, and then when things get a little rocky, they start crying.
Right, right. But it's particularly annoying when government officials are doing it, because they're borrowing money from us. And they're borrowing money that we don't even have. So they've got the whole nation, close to $40 trillion in debt now?
Sir, I have to hand it to you. You are being very, very nice when you say they are borrowing it from us. Because I would just say they're stealing it from us.
Okay, that's probably a better word.
Well, no, but you're more of a gentleman than I am, so good for you.
All right, remember that.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the advice. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Pastor Ripple's Rec Foundation has announced the 2026 summer concert lineup, kicking off Thursday, June 11th. Concerts will take place at 6 p.m. each Thursday in the Pastor Ripple's City Park Gazebo through August 20th. No concert will be taking place July 23rd. Information and the full concert lineup can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. San Luis Obispo County, for the 13th year in a row, has been recognized with the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award. This is given by the Government Finance Officers Association, recognizing the county's commitment to transparency, accountability, and excellence in financial planning. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump will address the nation tonight about Iran. The president indicating Tuesday that the end of Operation Epic Fury is near.
I would say that within 2 weeks, maybe, 2 weeks, maybe three, we're hitting them very hard. Last night, we knocked out tremendous amounts of missile-making facilities.
The speech set for 9 p.m. Eastern. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is rethinking NATO after the conflict with Iran.
We are going to have to reexamine whether or not this alliance that has served this country well for a while is still serving that purpose, or is it now become a one-way street where America is simply in a position to defend Europe, but when we need the help of our allies, they're going to deny us basing rights and they're going to deny us overflight.
Rubio on Fox's Hannity. President Trump has criticized European allies for not helping secure the Strait of Hormuz during the conflict. America's listening to Fox News.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Alrighty, we have 8.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Tuesday, 3 shutouts, nearly a fourth. Yankees bounce back to blank the Mariners 5-0. Max Fried and the Chickens with a four-hitter.
Was able to throw a bunch of different pitches for strikes. It's a good lineup over there, so you know you just got to keep changing speeds and putting the ball in good locations.
5 Cardinals hurlers fashioned a 3-hit gem in a 3-0 win over the Mets, and the Angels clipped the Cubs 2-0 behind the 4-hit stylings of Jose Soriano and friends. Shohei Ohtani allowed just one hit over 6 innings as the Dodgers downed the Guardians 4-1. Edwin Diaz allowed an RBI single in the 9th for Cleveland's only other hit. NBA, the Lakers got 42 from Luka Doncic as they clubbed the Cavaliers 127-113. Pistons ripped the Raptors to clinch their first Central Division title in 18 years. On the ice, the Bruins blasted the Stars 6-3. Victor Arvidsson with a hat trick, 2 of them empty netters. Capitals got a pair of goals from Alex Ovechkin to top the Flyers, the Great 8 hitting the 30-goal mark for the 20th season. Soccer, Portugal beat the U.S. men 2-0 in a friendly in Atlanta. The World Cup begins in June. Meanwhile, 4-time champions Italy will miss their 3rd straight World Cup. They lost to Bosnia and Herzegovina on penalties. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, Tascadero. They offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Clouds today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid 40s. Clouds early on your Thursday, and then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. And as we head out to Good Friday, we'll be in the upper 70s. Saturday, mid 80s. Easter Sunday, beautiful, low 80s. Upper 70s Monday, Tuesday, mid 70s Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down. 6:50 a.m., 7:25 p.m., it's 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. Moving right along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier with outstanding apparel as well. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about and get them where they need to be, that's home safe and sound. All right. Nothing to report, but Chris, this would have been better on Valentine's Day, but what the heck, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Where is it? What I had. Oh. Again, this is on average. The human heart beats how many times a day?
You're really going to throw that one out?
Well, I have to because I have to.
I mean, fair enough, but well, I mean, the number's
okay,
massive.
So if you think about, you know, what your heart rate is.
Yes.
So you do that per minute times the hours of the day, and then there. Yeah, it should be simple for you.
Well, I can't do that kind of math in my head instantaneously.
Well, cheat.
Cheat? What, you want me to pull out a calculator?
I don't know. So you have no ID?
Not really. I mean, I could probably guess it's within, you know, a few 10 or 100,000, probably closer to 10,000, actually, but I can't guess an exact number.
All right, the human heart beats 115,000 times per day.
Ah, darn, I was closer to 100,000.
All right, so there you go. Something to think about. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. A little heads up, tomorrow we'll be closing the office. Well, someone will be closing the office at 2, and nobody will be here except Chris and I on Friday. Darsha and Kenny will be here, of course. All right, Pet Alert was brought to you by the good folks at Uncle Ed's, AtascaderoGunShop.com. Oh, I've got one for you today. Oh, man. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, and Templeton, of course, and, you know, the One Niner Diner out that way. Qualified for a gift certificate, contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, here it is. Today's trivia question. Today is April Fool's. A very, very, according to this, common prank is to remove the cream from the Oreo cookie and replace it with what? Which should be against the law. You don't mess with Oreo cookies. So one very common prank on April Fool's Day is to remove the cream from the Oreo and replace it with what? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right.
I'm thinking of an answer. I don't know if I'll be able to write it in time, though. Okay. I seem to have lost a pen.
Okay. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Peanut butter.
No, not peanut butter. Not peanut butter. That would still taste good.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad at all.
Yeah.
It's like April Fool's. Okay, thanks.
Isn't there some kind of something? What has the peanut butter in it? I'm trying to think.
Reese's?
Okay, yeah. Well, Reese's, but I think there's something else more like a cookie, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but anyway. So a common prank, very common prank, is to remove the cream from the Oreo and replace it with what? Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Toothpaste?
Excuse me, sir, I couldn't hear you.
Toothpaste.
Yes, toothpaste. What would you do if somebody did that to you?
I'd be a little upset because I like Oreo cookies with milk.
Ah, that's the perfect... That's the perfect meal, almost.
It is.
Yes, with the toothpaste. All right, which makes sense because most toothpaste is white. May I have your name, sir?
Bill Gibson.
What is it?
Bill Gibson.
Bill Gibson. All right, Bill, we have you down, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
I wrote down shaving cream.
Ooh, shaving cream. Now, that would be...
pretty nasty.
that would be nasty. At least with the toothpaste, the chance of, well, somebody could still get sick of that, too. All right, folks, so there it is, and maybe if you've got nothing better to do today, have some fun with somebody. But I'm not recommending it because I've been told by our attorney is to don't do stuff like that.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Georgia Brown PTO is inviting the community for its second annual silent auction, Friday, April 17th at 6 to 9 p.m. at Studios in the Park. Included will be refreshments, an open bar, and delicious charcuterie. Tickets and more information are available online. Tickets are $18 per guest. Templeton CSD is reminding residents of the upcoming 2026 weed abatement season. The CSD says that all properties within CSD boundaries must be cleared of all combustible vegetation, such as dead leaves, brush, and tree limbs, by May 1st and maintained through November 30th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right. Also, food seems to be popular to mess with is replacing sugar with salt or vanilla frosting with sour cream.
Yeah.
All right, two more to go. Enjoy your meals today, but beware. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cow Meadow Place. Call or stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.